Andrea, we've heard Danielle's name, but no one knows Danielle better than you. Can you tell us a little bit about Danielle and what kind of person she was?
She was a wee baby. She was bubbly, fun life, adventurous, loved dancing, loved Gaelic football, loved football in general. She was a big Celtic supporter. She just loved being out there. She couldn't sit.
And all the pictures I've seen of her, always a big smile on her face, a loving, friendly type of face. Is that the type of person she was?
Oh, she was so vibrant. She was a person that if she was in a room, even if she wasn't talking, you knew she was there. No, she was just so lively.
And Andrea obviously had a passion for travel, had itchy feet and wanted to see new things. As a mum, did that worry you? Or were you happy for her to spread her wings?
No, I did worry. That's why they messaged me every day to let me know that she was all right. And she actually messaged me on the 13th of March and told me that she was safe and that she was with Holly and that she was going to be okay and me not to worry.
But obviously that wouldn't stop a mum worrying, of course. But you could never, ever, ever have prepared yourself for the news that you got as it relates to Danielle.
No, on the 14th, I didn't hear nothing from Danielle that day. And then her best friend, Louise McMiniman, and Maria come up to the house and they knocked at the door. And as soon as I seen them, I knew.
You knew straight away something was wrong.
I just knew because I hadn't heard from Danielle. This was my 8:30 at night. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was late on where she was. Then it would have been like 1:00 in the morning. And I hadn't heard from her that day.
And then if the awful news was confirmed, and it's so far away as well, I presume...
It wasn't confirmed that night okay. Because... I had to phone in the guards. They get the guards to come over. They knew nothing about it.
Okay.
So it wasn't confirmed that night. It was actually a few days later that it was officially confirmed that it was her.
Did you know in your heart of hearts, though, or did you hold
out
hope?
No, I knew it was her.
Okay. Because you knew she would have contacted you first and foremost.
Aye, no. Because she'd maybe send a message like, I'm okay, or... But you'd go to reply, but she wouldn't reply the next day, you know, but... Yeah. I was just kind of a wee silly message, like.
Did you find yourself messaging her in that sort of period before it was concerned, before it was confirmed?
No, I didn't.
I
did message her, yeah. I messaged her even that night after I was told. I just answered. I rung her actually too.
Now, none of...
I rung her messenger.
Anyone listening, and particularly parents, I think, it's just the worst. We're not supposed to predecease our children. We're supposed to be there and to look after them until they need us, and then we move on. This happened all the wrong way.
Danielle's my second daughter today.
Oh, no.
Danielle, I lost my other wee girl 12 years ago to Katia. Danielle's wee sister.
That's hard to take.
So I have four girls here and two in the other world.
Mm. And you know that both your daughters are together looking after each other?
Oh, aye.
That gives you comfort, does it?
No, not really.
Okay.
I want them here.
I know, Andrea. But the fact that it happened so far away, the fact that you couldn't be... near Danielle, did that make it worse or could it not be any worse than it already was?
It felt real but didn't feel real. Like this whole like year has went on the one day.
Yeah.
But it's a lasting day. Every day is the same. It's the same worry and the same anxiety.
And do you hope that that may change somewhat after this trial ends? Is everything on hold until this part of your life is resolved, if that makes sense?
I don't know how I'll feel then.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll make me... No point in saying I'm going to feel better because
yeah.
I really genuinely don't know.
Because, of course, a lot of your time is focused on fundraising, trying to get information. You're occupied with that side of things as well, I suppose, too, Andrea.
That's all. Like, it's constant. Like, you're constant. Like, I waking up every day and worrying, have we enough to pay the solicitors? And if I don't have enough, are the solicitors going to pull out? And as the embassy have recommended that I did get, they told me I had to get a lawyer or otherwise it showed there were 12 million cases in front of Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
And that it would show basically that I cared if I got her a lawyer.
Yeah, which we know you do, of course, but you have to, the financial side of things and everything has to be considered. The issue was raised, you sought to get some support, did you, from the Irish government, and I know Senator Pádraig McLoughlin raised the issue in the Senate, the hope that maybe that, I don't
it
know.
It was raised in Parliament as well, so it was last week as well. No, both of them have said, both governments, because Danielle had dual citizenship, both governments have refused to help financially.
So that comes down to you and friends and family, and I know Danielle's friends have been really active as well.
Danielle's friends have been amazing. I couldn't thank them enough. And her wee sister Jolene has been great. Even like her wee sister Sheanne, she's only 13.
Uh-huh.
She sold books at Christmas. You know, they wrapped them up and sold them at craft fairs just to try and raise money for Danielle.
All for Danielle. What situation or what stage is the trial in at the moment?
It's a pre-trial at the moment. So they're hoping in the next few weeks that we'll go to the main trial, which will move it up then up to the High Court. It's in the Sessions Court at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And so far, money's been raised. I mean, you've enjoyed fantastic support from the local community, haven't you, Andrea?
Oh, the local community, I couldn't thank enough. They've helped greatly with even getting Danielle home and with the burial, and they've helped towards some of the, about two-thirds of the legal costs.
Yeah.
We're about a third of the way short at the moment.
Because in all of this, Andrea, the last thing you need to be worrying about is money. You've enough to be out worrying about money, and that's why it's amazing. But there's still a way to go, and there are events. You had the coffee morning not too long ago, and loads of other events, much more.
Ken McMenamin has a concert, he has a rock night Easter Sunday as well, towards Danielle as well, and he's auctioning an Undertones guitar.
Wow.
He's a raffling, sorry.
Yeah. And people can get information on all of this on the website, www.truthfordanielle.com. But we'll talk more about that in a moment. It's one-third of the legal fees ready to go. It's hugely important. That's one-third of the legal fees that still have to be gathered. It's hugely important, as you say, that you're represented over there so that the right questions are answered and we can finally get the truth for Danielle. Isn't that the thrust of it, really?
Yes, and it's the first ask that it's ever happened before. They've never heard of it in this country. That I have been given the right to represent Danielle. So I have the right, the lawyers now can ask the questions. The lawyer I have employed, Vikram Varma,
mm-hmm.
he can ask questions and question the suspect and witnesses on my behalf.
How important is that to you? That's a big development, isn't it?
It's a really big development, and it's one-off. Nobody's ever heard of it before, no lawyers.
Yeah, okay. And there's probably answers you'll never get in truth, Andrea, but you have to try everything you can to try and get that information.
Yeah. I would love to be able to sit down with him and for him to have great empathy and to tell me what really happened that night. And why he done it.
Yeah, but that would be tough information to hear as well, but you need it to deal with it, I suppose.
Like as everybody's aware, like, they were friends.
Mm.
Why take somebody's life?
Yeah, but
Danielle had great trust. Danielle trusted everybody. She never, ever seen bad in anybody. She couldn't see bad in people.
Mm.
She trusted. She's from a small town, and so she only ever seen good in the small town in Bunkrana. So she knew everybody, so she went away travelling with the Bunkrana beliefs, that she trusted everybody.
Yeah.
Be nice. and be nice to everybody.
But you would never have taken that out of her either, Andrea. That's who she was, isn't it?
But I don't think my other girls are going to feel the same way. Because they seem to trust them within you.
Mm.
Which sadly is going to affect them.
Yeah, and what do you say? I mean, as a mom, what do you say? You don't want to take it away, but you want everyone to be careful. And the amount of loss you've been through already.
I want people to be more aware that you can't always trust everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially in strange countries.
So, as you say, there's been fantastic fundraising done. 2/3 of the legal fees have been paid for. There's another 1/3 to go. Now, people, if they want to support you, want to support the local family, want to support the search for truth for one of our own Danielle, they can go into any Ulster bank and say they'd like to donate to the Truth for Danielle Fund, or they can go on to the website truthfordanielle.com. There's upcoming events coming on. Maybe as well too, Andrea, you'd be keen to hear from maybe any groups or organisations that they themselves might run fundraiser for you.
Anybody who could help in any way at all, it would be absolutely amazing, and I couldn't thank them enough.
Are you going to go out for the trial, Andrea?
At the moment, I would love to go out for the end of the trial.
Yes, of course, yeah.
I want to see him, but I don't want to see him.
I know.
But I have the right in India to actually go and speak to him.
Maybe if he sees your face, whoever's responsible, like if he were, I mean, obviously the man denies any involvement, but you would hope that if he were to be responsible and that if he saw your face, then maybe that could prompt answers.
Yeah, but all medical evidence from both postmortems, India and Ireland, are both matching.
Mm. How hard is it to read the information and to read details and stuff like that, Andrea? I just can't imagine it.
Oh,
I can't put myself in your shoes. It's impossible.
I actually went to the local doctor this week to get the Irish one read.
Right.
You know, properly.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's hard.
You have an amazing strength.
It's hard. I'm hearing stuff and I don't want to hear what I'm hearing. They're telling me stuff and I don't want to know it. I want to know my own thing, you know. I want to hear that Danielle it happened so quick and she didn't know.
Yeah, but you have to prepare yourself for the other side of it as well. I know it's, but you can't hide from it either. You have to hear it, I think. Isn't that it, Andrew? Even if it's unbearable, I think for yourself, you need to, you can't ignore it. You have to hear it.
I have to hear it. I need to know.
Okay.
I need to know now because I feel I need to know. I feel she would want me to know. Danielle would have been very much in for justice as well. She would have wanted the justice. I know if this was one of her wee sisters or her friend that this had happened, Danielle would be out there shouting from every rooftop of the country.
She'd move heaven and earth to get to
she would
them.
Have got to the truth of what happened.
And you feel that's what you have to do in her memory then, for her and for you.
Yeah, that's the way me, her sisters, and her friends all feel.
Okay, Andrea, listen, it's very difficult to talk about.
Oh, can I add as well?
Please.
Her anniversary mass is on Wednesday night.
This coming Wednesday, okay. Where is it and what time, Andrea?
7:30 in Cockhill.
Okay.
And the Exchange in Muncrana are doing tea and sandwiches for afterwards.
Okay, this Wednesday. So the mass at 7:30 and then tea and sandwiches. And it was, I think at the time of the funeral as well, it was important that obviously it's very emotional. Obviously it's very sad. But to sort of make sure that we don't forget the spirit of Danielle and maybe what she would want as well.
I don't want this always to be how Danielle's thought of. And I never wanted that. I want Danielle to be thought of as the person that she was. She was outgoing, lively. Always up for a laugh.
Mm.
And as her friends, I got a message last week or during the week from a random person. And they said that they had met Danielle in Nepal and that they were very shy and Danielle brought them out of themselves.
Oh.
And the message that they gave me, and I thanked them because it shows you the type of person. She went to somebody that she didn't know that were down and she would always go to them.
Yeah.
And somebody, she went, she helped anybody that she's seen were less fortunate than herself.
And you don't know half the life she's touched too. It's just nice to get someone to reach out to you. But obviously she was sprinkling that part of her wherever she went.
Well, like she written a wee, in 19 Nepal money, you're a great inspiration and love Danielle. And on this money, and he kept the money all these years.
Oh, wow.
And she met him in Nepal when she was out helping at All Hands. She was out building schools.
Okay.
She was out volunteering out there.
You wonder how the selection process, how someone like Danielle, for all that she did for others, her personality, how trusting she is, that it would end up something happening to her. It doesn't... There's no sense to it.
She had no bad in her. Yeah. It was all good in her. Like, she went to Maria Theresa's orphanage and helped out there, volunteered out there as well. Looks like she'd done so much good that she, what happened to her, she didn't deserve.
What's your other daughter's name that passed away 12 years ago as well? We must mention her again.
Aira Rose.
Okay. Well, you've been through it, Andrea, and, we just hope you get what you need. As you say, you don't know even what's going to happen at the end of all of this, but you've a strong family around you. You've got strong family and friends and a strong community. And if people want to help, they can support the events that are upcoming, or they can go on to truthfordanielle.com, or they can go into any Ulster bank and say they want to donate to the Truth for Danielle Fund, or they can support the upcoming events. And you want to see as many as you can too at Mass on Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Andrea, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Greg.